Are you joking?
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 It's sports news skewered.
Skewered.
The sports kebab.
All right, Jared, we didn't have one last week because of the Thanksgiving. You've had 2 weeks to build up material. I can't wait to hear what you've come up with.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I love when you set the bar high. Because
November's over, by the way. You still have the beard.
I know. What do you think?
Keep it.
It's what you want.
I like to do it until people get repulsed by it. Until people beg me to shave it.
Well, we can't go back in time 2 weeks, so.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, I appreciate you setting the bar high so that I may limbo under it.
Yes.
This is the Sports Kebab. And guys, you know, my goodness, I woke up and I looked at what was trending on Twitter. And boy, oh boy, I am still shocked by those crazy accusations made by an egotistical, bitter ex who seems to have gone off the deep end.
Why?
I'm, of course, talking about Patrick Peterson is what I'm to. Yes, Pat P. went on his podcast to accuse Kyler Murray of being self-centered and selfish, saying Kyler Murray only cares about Kyler Murray. Murray denied these claims and essentially said that Patrick Peterson is talking out of his butt. Which is odd because usually the only thing that comes out of Pat P's butt is needles. But that's okay. Come on, let's go there. Because you want to talk about selfish? Pat P was the one who got suspended for 6 games for PEDs and cost the team. Pat P is the guy who demanded a trade on 2 occasions and flooded social media with cryptic tweets. And now he's the one accusing Kyler? I mean, I haven't been this confused by a PP since last time I ate asparagus.
Wow. Long way to go for that one.
PP.
Now, and well worth the journey.
Yes, baby. And look.
Stinks.
Look. I know it's a weekly podcast, okay, and they have to tackle a lot of issues. Ironically, issues are the only thing Patrick has tackled in the last 10 years, but it's neither here nor there. I mean, the problem is I can't believe the hypocrisy here. Peterson is a me-first guy. Peterson has a giant ego. Look, I'm not saying Pat P has a big head, but he's the only player who can wear Brian Robinson's hat without the styrofoam insert. But that seems like Pat P's MO this year, right? Every week he tells a different, vaguely mysterious Cardinal story. I mean, I haven't seen someone in Minnesota with that many conspiracies since Jesse Ventura.
Babe.
I know, that's an unfair comparison. Unlike Pat P, Jesse Ventura actually won something, so I shouldn't compare them. Now, of course, Patrick Peterson clarified and softened some of his comments this week and said that he had no problem with Kyler. Man, if Pat P could have backed up that fast during his last 2 years in Arizona, he wouldn't have had so many receivers run past him. Anyway, I'm done with Patrick Peterson, okay? I thought we had moved on, but he keeps coming back. I mean, if I want to talk about something that I keep forgetting about until it pops up every so often, and then I have to pretend to care about it, I'll talk about the World Cup, okay? I mean, have you guys been watching the World Cup? Have you been following it much?
Has that started?
Yes. We're well into it. I mean, the first round is crazy because there's a lot of games that sort of impact your chance of advancement, and there's all kinds of things you got to keep track of. I mean, I'm not just rooting for the USA, but I'm rooting for other countries. I mean, during their matchup with England, I became the biggest supporter of Wales since Gambo. Gambo. Now, the USA did advance, and they will play the Netherlands. I think that's an unfair matchup, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not because the Dutch are so good, but because they have the unfair advantage of kicking the ball harder because their cleats are made of wood. Now, they weren't the only story out of the World Cup, though. Australia advanced in a big upset. You know what their team's nickname is?
No.
The Socceroos. Yes, have you heard the Socceroos? Yeah, coincidentally, also what I called my underpants when I was 4. Socceroos. Now, the other big story was that Germany was eliminated. Damn. Yesterday was just a bad day for Kanye all around, wasn't it?
Oh, jeez.
And with that, let's talk about soccer here. Time for Jarrett Karnack, the Magnificent. A World Cup.
A World Cup, sir.
What will Christian Pulisic be wearing in his next match? All right, next one here. Two balls, one strike.
Two balls, one strike.
Describe Christian Pulisic's goal against Saudi Arabia. Okay, next one here.
Poor Iran.
Oh, Iran. That's right. I'm gonna change that. I'll change that one in post-production. All right, next. Last one here. A surgeon's freshly scrubbed tools.
Ooh.
A butcher's freshly cleaned slicer. And Christian Pulisic.
All of those things.
Yeah. Yes.
Name three things that are now sterile. And finally, congratulations to the first place Phoenix Suns. Best record in the Western Conference. What, they got a 6-game win streak?
Yeah,
6-game win streak. And on top of that, Devin Booker just won Player of the Month. Also, Chris Paul just won Playa of the Month.
So, play on.
Unrelated. There you go.
Jared, you didn't have to limbo under that bar.
Thank you.
You surpassed it.
Flopped over it.
Exactly. That's exactly what you did. I'm surprised there wasn't a Christian Pulisic Netherlands joke.
Very good.
Maybe tap into that.
The gazelle kebab. The sports gazelle.
The resource on that side of the glass right there, Jared.
I did. I ran one by her, and she said I should do it, and I didn't take her advice because I thought.
I'm glad you did.
I look forward to hearing it during the break.
I just got to say Iran so I could sub that in. I edit it later.
All right, good. Well done, Jarrett. The Sports Kebab every Friday when we have shows on Friday. So you could follow Jarrett on Twitter @JarrettGC. That's JarrettGC.